So just put the day behind you. With your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. And start to notice your natural breath flowing in and out through your nose. Take your focus now to your eyes and sense the delicate touch of your eyelids. Sense the space behind your eyes. The softness of the eyes. How your eyes feel. With eyes closed now, try and visualize and bring your focus internally to your third eye, situated at the midpoint of your forehead, exactly between the eyes. The eyebrow center. As you breathe in, breathe energy into this eyebrow center, Ajna chakra. Maintain a softness in the eyes as you gaze at the sixth chakra. And try now to visualize the color indigo. The color indigo. Midway between blue and violet. And then soften your gaze and again turn to feel soft just behind the eyes and noticing the space now in front of your eyes. Soft, gentle gaze. And then release your gaze. Focus on your natural breathing once more. Physical body again as we start to awaken it, bringing movement into the toes, feet and ankles, the fingertips, hands and wrists, turning the head from one side and into the other. And when you're ready, draw your knees in towards your chest, your knee rocking from side to side. When you're ready, coming up to seated position again. So you may like to sit back towards the back of your mat so you can see me, but also make sure you have enough space next to your neighbour because we're going to practice some eye exercises. So you're going to be moving the thumbs out in a moment to your peripheral vision. And we have a block as well, so we're going to sit down for a little while. So if you want to pop a block underneath your bottom to lift your hips higher than your knees, just grab that now. Otherwise you can sit cross-legged, and then we're going to sit into Dandasana with our legs straight. Okay, so I'm just going to show you now the Hatha Yoga eye exercises. These are designed to strengthen your eye, to also relieve stress and tension of the eye. And some people have irregular eye patterns, such as blinking incorrectly, so we will do some blinking as well. But essentially, all of these exercises help to moisten the eyes and just make them healthier, because if you're looking at screens all day or staring when you're driving, you can cause dryness to the eyes and damage. Okay. The first one is palming, so just sit nice and straight. Place your hands together and you're going to cause friction between the hands and just rub them as fast as you can. Start to generate some heat. And then when you generate enough heat, place the palms gently over the eyelids, and you can close the eyes here and just feel the heat being transmitted from your hands to your eyes. And when you feel the heat disappear, and you might feel it disappear quite quickly because it's cold, just rubbing them again. And again, place them palms over the eyes. Just gentle softness in the eyes as this heat is transferred. And one more time. And it can warm you up as well if you're vigorously working the hands. Just holding for a few moments longer. And then release your arms down. Okay. So that exercise is said to activate the aqueous humor, the liquid in your eyes. So if you do get dry eyes, if you wear contact lenses and your eyes are getting tired, that's a really good one to use. Next one is blinking. Okay, we're just going to blink very quickly for 10 blinks, and then we're going to close the eyes for 6 breaths. I'm going to do that 3 times. But when you're ready, just look ahead and just a strong blink 10 times. Make it nice and deliberate. Try and be symmetrical with the blinking. And after 10 blinks, you can just close your eyes for a moment and breathe. After your 6 breaths, take another 10 quick blinks, both eyes working equally. Again, you can rest for 6 breaths. And one final round when you're ready. Completed those and the 6 breaths, you can open your eyes and look at me, and I know you're all finished. Okay. The next position is Dandasana with the legs. Sitting up nice and straight. We're working into sideways vision now. So bring your thumbs ahead of you, so you're almost thumbing for a lift, making a fist and the thumb sticking up. Then bring your right thumb to the right side, but keep your head forwards, and just notice with your right eye when the thumb reaches your peripheral vision, so you can just about see it. And then when you've established the position of that right thumb, and just make sure you're not looking, it's quite tempting to move the head, then move your left thumb out to the left edge of your peripheral vision. Okay. So without moving your head, which is tricky because we generally turn the head to look, we're going to be focusing first on the left thumb, now on the third eye, now on the right thumb. back to the third eye, back to the left thumb. So just repeat that pattern, taking maybe a breath in each position. If it does become uncomfortable, please close your eyes. Lower your arms, return your gaze forwards. Lovely. You may want to just return to cross-legged if you're uncomfortable, or shake out your legs. Okay, the next exercise is forwards and sideways vision. So just extend your left thumb straight ahead of you, right in front of your face, and again the right thumb goes out to the edge of your peripheral vision. This time we're going to look to the left thumb, then to the right thumb. Look to the left thumb, and then the right thumb, keeping the spine straight and the head still. Just looking to left thumb and the right thumb. Draw the thumbs together and look at the right thumb as you bring your left hand and thumb away from you, so it's in your left peripheral vision. Wonderful. Here we take the vision to the thumb, the right thumb, then the left thumb, the right thumb, and the left thumb. Just keep moving the breath freely through the nose as you change the focus here. And then once you reach the left thumb, draw the thumbs together. Release your arms, just close your eyes. Take a few breaths here, softening into the eyes. If you need to, please roll your shoulders. You may like to shake out your legs again. Okay, we're going to work now on upwards and downwards vision. So you're going to place both fists on the thighs, thumbs are pointing up again. Okay. Just start with a lovely straight spine. Take your gaze to your right thumb. Raise your right thumb as high as you can without moving your head. Keep following it. And then lower it down. Breathe in to lift the left thumb now. And exhale it down. So just alternating right thumb, left thumb, drawing it nice and high on the in-breath, lowering it on the out-breath. And then when you finish left side, as we started on the right, just release your arms, maybe crossing legs again, and just closing the eyes for a moment. Okay, so there are a few more eye exercises, including rotational movement, also near and far, which is where you look out of the window at a far distant object, preferably on the horizon, and then you look back into the room. There's one more we'll try here now, and that is nose tip gazing. So we're going to just bring the right thumb right ahead of the nose and the face, nice straight arm. You're going to follow your right thumb as you bend your elbow and tap the tip of your nose. Hold there for two breaths. And on your next in-breath, extend your arm ahead of you again, just following. So going a little bit cross-eyed, so tapping the nose, touching here, opening again after two breaths. And we'll just do three more of those. After the third tap, and holding for two breaths, extend your arm and release it.
Lovely.
Just close your eyes again. Now those exercises can be taken in isolation, and they do suggest that you finish in a shavasana, but now we're going to do an asana practice and get a bit warmer. So we're going to start in a downward facing dog, so just come to all fours. Knees under your hips, hands just ahead of the shoulders, really ground your palms. When you're ready, tuck your toes under, push up and back into downward facing dog, and just pedal out your heels. Just release the legs that you've just been crossing and working in Dandasana. When you feel ready, just hold your downward facing dog and try and take your focus to the centre of your eyebrows, the eyebrow centre. And you can actually do this with open eyes, but you can also focus as we did when we settled ourselves just now. You can close your eyes and focus on this chakra. And when you're ready, walking your feet towards your hands, coming into a forward bend. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please shake out your legs, shake out your arms, okay. With awareness on Ajna Chakra, we're going to flow into Suri Namaskara A. So just come to the front of your mats, establish your breathing, standing in Tadasana. Soften into the shoulders. Take an out breath. Then breathe in, reaching tall. You can look at your third eye. And then exhale into a forward bend. And again, in forward bend, keep looking at Ajna Chakra. Look up, breathe in, straighten your spine, hands on the shins or on the floor. And then jumping or stepping back into plank position. We'll start with a soft chaturanga, so dropping to knees, chest, chin. Scooping into cobra. Exhaling, downward facing dog. And holding here for five breaths. Remembering that focus, Ajna Chakra, the third eye. After your five breaths, look forward, step or jump through to extended forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep hands high, focusing on the eyebrow center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Lovely. Let's flow straight into the next one. Breathing in to rise, folding forward bend, Uttanasana. Looking up, Ardha Uttanasana, jumping into plank. Chaturanga Dandasana, press up. Up dog if your spine feels flexible, and then downward facing dog. For five breaths. Keep that breath coming in. Energize that eyebrow center. And after five breaths, look forward, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high. Just taking a moment here. Notice the heat you've generated in your body. Bring your hands to your heart. Okay, so we'll take two more rounds. You can flow in your own time. So when you're ready, breathing in, rising. With focus on that third eye in the center of the forehead. Five breaths in your downward facing dog. Lifting that tailbone nice and high. As you time. You can pause between rounds or flow straight into the next one with awareness on a sixth chakra. Tadasana, allow your breath to settle, and maybe close your eyes and try and focus on your third eye. So a lot of the postures connected with Ajna Chakra involve forward bending, but also balances where we need concentration. So we're going to try eagle pose with a focus on the third eye. So bring your weight into your right foot, make it as big as you can, spread those toes and tap your left toes beside the right leg. Bend the right knee slightly, keep the body nice and straight, draw the navel in, maybe lift the pelvic floor, and then wrap your left leg around the front of your right one, and with a bent knee try and tuck your toes behind that right leg. And the arm position is right arm on top of left. You can either hug yourself or you can bend at the elbows, bring palms together. Wherever you are, just ease the elbows up a little and choose your focal point, your drishti point, whether it's ahead of you or into the third eye. And you can maybe even close your eyes and focus. See how that does. Keep the breath flowing freely. Beautiful. Release your bind in the arms and legs. Shake it out. Roll back shoulders. Very nice. When you're ready, ground the left foot. Tap the right toes. Lift nice and tall. Draw your locks in. And wrap your right leg over and behind the left leg. This time, left arm on top of right. Either hugging or bending at the elbows to bring palms together. Lift those elbows nice and high. Again, choose your focal point. Breath flow freely. Wonderful. Gently releasing your bind. Well done. So now come to the front third of your mat. Bring your feet together. We're going into just a simple forward bend, Uttanasana. But first, bring your hands to your hip creases. And then breathe in, look up, focusing on your third eye. Fold forwards with a flat back. And when you can't go any further, rounding over the legs and mounting towards the floor. Just release your head. You may like to shake it. Just check that the shoulders, head are releasing. And if you want to take it deeper, take your hands behind the legs and use the legs to draw your nose closer to your knees as you consciously focus on your third eye, the space between the eyebrows and the forehead. Slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time. As you come to Tadasana, reach up with the arms, bring palms together. You can start to look to the hands, but then transfer the focus to your third eye. And if you'd like to add a back bend, push the hips forwards and out. If that is too much for the back, just stack the vertebrae again.
eyes start to tire. Close the eyes, focus internally on the third eye. So we're flowing again into Surya Namaskara A. So we're going to melt into a forward bend. As you breathe in, look up and extend your spine. Transition to plank position. Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhaling, up dog, exhale. Downward facing dog, adjusting your feet if you need to. And with awareness, holding downward facing dog. To plank position now. And if it suits you, we're dropping to elbow plank. If you'd rather just stay in full plank because it's strong on the shoulders, just stay in a full plank. Lovely. We're going to move into dolphin pose now. So walk your feet towards your elbows, lifting the bottom up, just as though you're going into a downward facing dog, but on elbows. If it gets too much, drop to your knees, come up to downward facing dog. In dolphin, we're focusing on Ajna chakra. It's strong. Please drop to the knees if you need to. Consciously push the elbows into the floor, push your shoulders away from the earth beneath you. And we'll take two more breaths here. Wonderful. Very slowly drop to your knees, rest in child pose, bring your arms by your sides. And if you can, try and place your forehead on the floor, maybe widening the knees. So you make that connection between Ajna chakra and the earth beneath you. Your head so you come up to kneeling. Okay. We're going to go into a transitional posture and moving downward facing dog into thunderbolt pose. So ideally if you can open the knee so that the bottom can come to the floor. Now if that's too much for your thighs and your knees, take your block and place it between the knees so you can sit on it. Need a block. If you need two blocks, I can get you another one. Okay. So essentially, you start in your thunderbolt pose. You're breathing in, reaching up, looking to the hands, then transfer the gaze to your third eye, and then you're simply bowing into a child pose, placing your forehead on the floor. So breathe in and rise, looking to the third eye, and releasing down into child pose. Just repeat that six more times in your own time. Just with focus and awareness. Exhaling to lower. Inhaling to rise. And once you've completed six, melting into child pose, resting here. Coming into a blissful downward facing dog. So back to all fours, you can get rid of your blocks. So pedal out the legs and heels that you've just worked. And when you're ready, just check that your downward facing dog isn't too far back. If it is, walk your dog forwards to the front of your mat. We're going to move into a dancing warrior with awareness on Ajna chakra. So when you're ready, breathe out, then breathe in and lift your right leg into the air. Step it through between the hands, ground the back foot, turn it out. Breathe in into warrior one, hips forward and chest forward. And I just gaze for a moment at your third eye and open up now into your warrior two. Lovely. Tilting back into Sun Warrior with awareness and exhaling into side angle pose. Inhaling, warrior two. Cartwheeling hands to the floor and holding downward facing dog again. As you hold this posture, close your eyes now. Try and focus on the space between the eyebrows. And draw energy into this center. And then take an out breath. As you breathe in, lift your left leg into the air. Exhale, step it through between your hands. Turn your right foot out, raise up into warrior one, left side. Again, focus on the third eye. Opening up into warrior two. And finding sun warrior, tilting back, stroking down your right leg. Exhale, side angle pose. Inhale, warrior two. Cartwheeling hands to floor, downward facing dog. Lifting that tailbone high. And mounting into child pose again. So the Sanskrit term Arjuna means to perceive or see. The seeing a little deeper than just what's going on in the material world. Hopefully you'll walk out today wiser, with more intelligence. Okay, let's go back into downward facing dog. Another round of dancing warrior. In your own time is fine. When you're ready, take your out breath, starting with your right side, raising that right leg. With awareness and focus on your eyebrow center. Downward facing dog. Take four breaths here. And after your four breaths, repeating on the left side, lifting left leg nice and high. Your downward facing dog when you reach it. Awareness again, we're working into tree pose balance. So bring the weight to your right foot, place the left foot above or below your, left foot above or below your right knee, or crossed in front of you in half lotus. And bring your hands to your heart into Anjali Mudra. And try and focus on Ajna Chakra to give you focus and balance. Said that if you do repeat your focus on Ajna Chakra that you can improve your concentration and your memory. If you feel steady, extend your arms above your head. Keep looking at your third eye. Lovely soft breath, soft shoulders, soft faces. And then bring your hands back to your heart space. And release that side and shake out your legs, maybe rolling back your shoulders. Excellent. Left side now, ground that left foot, tap the right toe. Choose that right foot position above or below the knee, maybe half lotus. Hands to the heart. Taking the hands high, if you feel balanced, keep the awareness at your sixth chakra. Bring the hands back to your heart space in prayer position. And release the legs and shake it out. Well done. Folding again into forward bend. So lovely balancing there. Well done. Just melting into your forward bend. You can keep knees bent or have them nice and straight, just with soft knees so you're not hyperextending the joints. And then we're going to step the right foot back into a kneeling lunge. Point your right toe. I'm going to sweep both hands high into crescent moon pose. And if you feel comfortable in the back, look to the hands and then shift the focus to the third eye. We're holding here. Let the breath come in. Bring energy in. And then bow to the earth, ground your hands back to all fours. This time we're bringing the right foot through between the legs. Shift the right toes forward so you can lunge nice and deeply. When you feel ready, sweep both hands high. If you feel steady, looking up to the third eye. Again, soft shoulders. Keep breathing. And bow the hands to the earth, back to all fours, and rest in child pose once more. Turning a little inward now. Back to all fours, tuck the toes under, and then look forwards and step the right foot through between the hands, but keep the left toes tucked under, moving into invincible warrior. So just like warrior one, hips are forwards, but we're not turning the left foot out, we're keeping on the toes, lifting the heel high, bending into that front knee. Just check the toes are scooted forwards, so the knees over the ankle, hands can be on the waist. You can look to the third eye again, or you can raise the arms above your head to get that heart rate up a little bit more. Still, the gaze is forwards and then the awareness goes to the eyebrow center. And from here, we're moving into aeroplane. So you pivot forwards, take the left foot off the floor, chest parallel to the ground, arms behind you. And again, try focusing on your third eye. Lovely. And allow left foot to meet the right as you lift your chest. And then roll back into forward bend, Uttanasana, holding here. Take a moment to breathe into the back of your heart space. Then ground your hands. Step the legs back into downward facing dog. And now step the left foot through between the hands, coming up into left-sided invincible warrior, tucking the right toes under. Hands on the hips or raised above you. And focus now on the Ajna Chakra. Just check you're still breathing. Transitioning into aeroplane. So shift the weight into the left foot, lift the right leg, chest parallel with the floor. Focus on the floor or on the eyebrow center. Four more breaths. And then lift the chest, ground the right foot, shake it out, lovely. And bend into forward bend again. And then bend the knees, come down onto your bottoms. Just briefly, we're going to roll down into Apanasana, so you don't need to roll down with control. Just rocking in Apanasana gently from side to side. And then coming into bridge pose, so ground your feet hip distance apart, middle fingers meet the heels. Lift up onto the shoulders, create space between your chin and your chest. When you're ready, push into your feet, lift your hips high. Maybe scoot the shoulders under further. You may like to interlace your fingers behind your back, extend your arms along the floor. And now try focusing on that eyebrow center, either with eyes open or eyes closed. Breaths, you can release your arms if they're interlaced, palms down, ease yourself down, give yourself a hug, gently rocking from side to side. So when you're ready, use the momentum of your legs, roll up, extend your legs in Dandasana. We're bowing into a forward bend now, Parshvottanasana. So take the hands to the feet, breathe in, look up straight in your spine. Bow now towards the legs, nose coming towards your knees. And you may like to take your focus again to the eyebrow center. Breaths here in your intense stretch to the west. Notice the stretch from the back of the heels right through to the back of your head. And then look to your toes. Use your core to lift your arms high. Exhale, arms by your sides. Finishing in Janu Shasasana. So bend your right leg, place the sole of your foot on your left inner thigh, allow the right knee to fall towards the floor. Flex your left leg, activate it, reach up again with the arms, inhale, exhale, folding forwards, reaching for the left foot. Again, look to the toes and now melt over the left leg. Again, find awareness. eyebrow centre. Using every out breath to take yourself a little bit deeper. And breathe in, look to your left toes. Reach up with the arms, exhale, arms down by your sides. Let's change sides. So extending the right leg, bending into the left leg, sole of the foot into the right thigh. Breathe in, lift, reaching for your right toes. Take another opportunity to straighten your spine. Now exhale, folding over the right leg. And again, with awareness on your sixth chakra, the seat of consciousness, your sixth sense. Again, look to your toes, breathe in, reaching high, exhale, arms down by your sides, shake out your legs. Okay, so we're going into a relaxation now, so if you'd like to grab some clothing or socks, popping those on now, laying back when you're ready. Pop your hand up if you'd like a blanket, I've got three, give me a wave. And when you're ready, laying back.